about Gimorcha Chutzis Meis Shavo. So he said you can rely on Bishas Atzchak on the base mayor. So when it comes to when it's a bad situation, Mr. Ruiz is relies on the Mekilas because, you know,
the problem is people start making everything.
Well, that's an old story. I'd like to discuss with you now the issue of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matir. We mentioned it, I remember yesterday, we discussed it briefly and it's going to come back to it. Do you have any questions before we start this topic? I hope today was a little more clear than yesterday. Today, of course, we'll be more into it. They know the glossary of terms better. It's already Chazara and most of many of the points. Huh? Can I get some, you look less confused today than yesterday.
The problem is people start making everything.
Well, that's an old story. I'd like to discuss with you now the issue of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matir. We mentioned it, I remember yesterday, we discussed it briefly and it's going to come back to it. Do you have any questions before we start this topic? I hope today was a little more clear than yesterday. Today, of course, we'll be more into it. They know the glossary of terms better. It's already Chazara and most of many of the points. Huh? Can I get some, you look less confused today than yesterday. That's a good sign. Or maybe terrible, you gave up. It's a terrible sign. But I'm optimistic, it's a good sign. Yeah.
But if I have a crucial bottle, the guy pours, it's not sacrament for idolatry, mamash.
Yeah, sure. He pours over there.
No, but it's
kavushal.
Water
could be
answered for
that. He pours
through
whatever.
What's a kavushal thing?
That's
dumb. Okay.
Okay. Good. Grab both sides. Fine. Yes. Even the base mayor would say, Mr. Schwartz, don't rely on me to go buy a sale and go to the store. Wait till the base. I don't think that's the base mayor would take some money.
Do you sell all your funds to the government?
We write down our form. Yeah. All admixtures of funds.
And
then we write all admixtures. That means that comes with any comments in it.
How much did it cost you to do? Is that only if you know? If I could go and be vulgar, I think that you know I didn't have any comments in it, but maybe. You know, there's less than 160.
We have that problem every year. Every year before Pesach, my wife and I go through the pantry and we say, look, what is chametz and what is not chametz? What can we sell to sold to Mr. Brown and what is not? And you know, there's something candy. You know, everyone knows that any kid knows what candy is a chametz. So candy is a chametz. But you know, candies really aren't chametz. But maybe. Okay. Kidney, we have to sell kidneys. Yeah, the kidney is, you don't have to sell kidneys. But the only kidney, all it has is...
Meat.
Is
less meat.
You just can't eat it.
Can you eat Ashkelon
in the first place,
Peter? Huh? Where have you been? No. I heard from somebody about it that it's in reality only sugar and water, and that the releasing agent only is the first few and all about the road.
I don't think you look at most candies, it doesn't say just sugar and water. Many other things as well. Bring me in the candy, but not for now. Rabosai.
Hard candy you're talking about.
Yeah, hard candy. Many things that can go into hard candy. But, that's right. You can have glycerin, you can have
grape
flavor. Something's going on. Have to be careful. Yeah, so therefore we had the whole discussion. So you're right, we follow you there. We view you. Whatever is not considered to be considered to have no comfort whatsoever, we don't bother putting it in John Brown's closet.
Even though there's a shot, maybe there's a mushroom.
Yeah, you're right. Right. No, I'm not going to.
You know
there's a mushroom. Right. Do there
be a mushroom? I know that.
I'd probably sell it. Why not? But I mean, I don't.
It
doesn't hurt. Loyalty, you don't want to make them stale, you know.
No, but you're not selling anything else. You really don't know comments.
Everyone is advised to sell comics. Even if you think you have none. Just in case.
What about frozen vegetables? The package frozen
vegetables. Yeah, there was a scandal a couple of years ago. They found out that the frozen vegetables were being cooked on the same lines as pasta. Ooh. Ooh. One of the big kashrus exposés. You have to sell it? The sugya of not bar not. Okay?
Not for now.
We'll get to it. To the bottom. It's on the page. Just be patient. We'll get to that later. We'll get to it. Be patient. Rabosai, Yesh lo matirin. Comes the Ramah with his famous Yisod based on the Mordechai. Tav Kuf Ayin Gimel. Take a look. The famous Ramah in Yerodea. It's based on the famous Mordechai himself. Tav Kuf Ayin Gimel. There's a line here which is world renowned in the Olam HaTorah. It's the world, right? Says the quote Rabbeinu Tam, Lo Shayach Dover Shesh Lamatirin Hecha Shamachal Miskalkil. That's Pashut. Bechen Shama Mishim Rabbeinu Chaim. Cats. The Dover HaFozel LeIsuro Me'elov Kigon Chomet Shechozel LeShana HaBol LeIsuro Lo Shayach Lomar Dover Shesh Lamatirin Kolshkein Dover she'ein be'en kim tam obyam. So he had two mouthfuls over here in one line and a half lines. Reb Chaim Katz. Reb Chaim Katz? There's two things. You know what Katz stands for? Moment Tzedek. Right? He says, number one, Dover ha'chozer li'isura me'elah. It's called chozer v'nesa, such as chometz. It's not called Yesh Lamatirin. Wow. And number two is the Kol Shekein. I'm not sure what the connection between the two is. Something which is not Be'en, but Tam of the Alma. I don't quite see. Can anyone explain me the Kol Shekein? I can see two different issues. Why is there a Kol Shekein between one and the other? I don't quite see it. But let's discuss this first, Rabbeinu Chaim Katz. At first glance, it makes very little sense. What's the Svara behind Why take a chance? Why take a chance? Do it later. So you don't understand. So who cares that 52 weeks from now it's going to become Osir again? But I have 51 intervening weeks when I can eat it for the Gomer. So why shouldn't it be considered a Davash Yesh Lamatir and a Pli Atzuma? Yes. Oh, beautiful. 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 Ah. Gevaldik mamash. Mechavin to the Tzlach son. The Tzlach and Beitza, we learned this with Beitza. And Abgil and Abay is close to his son. But his son said, he thinks, this Shiloh about Chozal Yisusha depended on the famous Machlokos Rashi and the Ram. What's this Rashi and the Ram story? Rashi and Beitza says, Mayesh Tamatin no Batal, Pashat, Balabatash we call it. Achit Tochlenu Beyisr, Tochlenu Beheta. Why take a chance? Eat a Beheta. So obviously, if you have 51 weeks to eat a Beheta, they're not going to say, well, who cares if it's going to be Hamas later on? But it's a world famous run. It's such a famous, one of the most famous runs in Shas. The run in the Dorim. It's put on the page itself in the Dorim. The run on the side. Daf Nun Beis. The run has a whole fantastic theory about Yesh Lamatir. And it ties directly to what we discussed yesterday. The Yesh Lamatir that we pass in the anal bottle only what? Min Bimino. But Min B'Shen Amino is bottle. We discussed that twice yesterday. Says the Rani, what's the logic behind this? Says the Rani is so, this is almost border on philosophy. The Rani says that Bittul is based upon contrast. Bittul is based upon contrast. That's why, you know, some people say head to low bottle. He says, why? Because there's no contrast. Bittul means the fight. May the best man win. But if there's no fight, so we're not going to be head to head to battle. That's one of the issues. So here's the Duran like this. Dover Shiesh Lamatiri. The problem is, you know, the fifth column. The fifth column. That Yesh Lamatiri is a weakening, an internal and intrinsic weakening of the Chepta Shalisa. Come on, that's so awesome. Because it's not so much usher, it does not have sufficient contrast to the Dover HaMutter to create Bittul. That's the Ran's incredible line. The Ran says the reason why Dover Shesh HaMutter is in a bottle is not because of what Rashi said, but a different reason. The reason being there's not a sufficient contrast in Isser and Heter, because Isser is not so much Usser. Not so Usser. Not so bad. Says the Ran, that's only true when there's no accompanying physical contrast. Because min mino. But if you have a physical contrast, it's min b'she'eno mino. Plus, you have somewhat of a halachic contrast. After all, it is Usser right now. And the combination of the physical contrast of min b'she'eno mino plus the halachic contrast of Dover HaOsa Shesh Tamatirin contrasted with Heta Gomer, those two contrasts can combine to create a sufficient contrast to warrant, but that's the famous, famous Ran. So you met Elio, no? Oh. Sure, this is world famous. The Ran says that the reason for Dover Shesh Tamatirin is Lobot, not because of Achitoch Lena Bisim Chachamed as Rashi suggests. No! It's not the reason. The reason is Taka Shtikl Shver. According to Rashi, so why only Mimim Mina, not Mimim Shena Mina? This is Shver. That's really, it's a problem. Remind me to come back to that in a second. If you remind me, I'll say what the robot said about that. Please remind me. But let's just go back to repeat what I just said now. Rather, the reason that ain't a bottle is because it's not sufficient contrast. Mittel is based upon contrast. Contrast means Osa versus Buddha. Stark. Black versus white. That's a contrast. Here, yes, it's gray. It's gray. Why is it gray? Because that heter is built into it. Just wait a little bit. It's only gray. Gray and white is not sufficient contrast to make a bittul. Oh, what'll happen? If the gray, the halachic gray, is also physically different than the white, because one is, I don't know. One type of flavor, one's another type of flavor. Completely different. They have a combination of contrast. But the gray-white contrast in terms of the halacha, plus the physical contrast of two different minute, puts you over the top. That creates enough of a contrast to facilitate, to enable the dover also to become bottle. That's the famous round. Ever got it straight? Correct. We discussed that yesterday. The Ran spoke about it. The Ran probably had it. Come on. He had it. You didn't forget it. Did you, David? Khalilah. Rashi. Because Rashi said that Shtok Lani Bash. Rashi said Bala Bata Shab Shad. Don't miss his fancy footwork. Rashi's pushing. Oh. 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 So now, comes along the Slach and says the name of his son. If you learn Pshat, like Rashi, and the fact that it's Kosev and Esther next year, so what? You have 51 weeks to eat it. So why should you rely upon Bittel? Doesn't make any sense? Doesn't make any sense? Shver, no? Shver. However, if you hold, like the Ran, a week Isser, so then we can say it's false. When's it is a week? If you know, as they say in Chazal sometimes, at the Umos Olam, they rush to Bedrash at the beginning of Vayetzeh. Olam V'Yordan, all the Umos Olam, they go up and then they fall down. And once they fall down, they're gone forever. Klal Yisrael, not that way. Klal Yisrael, even if it goes down a little bit, but it always regenerates. Like we're like the moon. The moon, you know, the famous verse. They were like the moon, it just keeps getting bigger. Same thing here comes with Easter, Chometz, and Pesach. You can never say the Easter of Chometz and Pesach is down and out. Usually, by Dover Shesh HaMatirin, after a certain time, it's Mutter forevermore. Beitish and Olda B'Yontav, the classical case. Once Yontav is over, it's Mutter forevermore. I can be another Yontav next week. So what? What the next week? Not Nola anymore. Chodesh, the classical case of Yeshua material. Not Chodesh, right? You can't have a new grain until Pesach. Yeshua material. It's Mutter forever. And next, it doesn't matter. Once it's the second day Pesach, it's Mutter forever. Is it comes again?
Yeah.
I hope so. I don't remember sushi.
Well, they are Israeli food.
Well, that's right. Machlekes on Tanoim, Shon, Machron. Yeah, but Chometz Bepesach comes back. It comes back. It comes back. You know what it is, Rabbi Osai? Charcoal gray. Not just plain gray. It's charcoal gray. And charcoal gray has sufficient contrast to white to have it. That's Pshat Nemorah. That's no four colors. White, black, gray, and charcoal gray. Forgive me if you use such funny metaphor. That's the only way I can describe it to you. Yeah. Slach is your kasha. What's the difference? It's going to be chosis for 51 weeks. It's going to be mutter. They get the liyos teretz. Why should anyone in his right mind think, like Rabbi Chaim Katz thinks, that if it's chosis on these suros, it's not yeshlo matir? Why not? Well, the Rashi still be yeshlo matir. Answer: if Chaim Katz holds like whom? Like the Ran. That's what he's saying. If Chaim Katz holds like the Ran. Yes. Chaim Katz. I think Reb Chaim Katz, Reb Chaim, the famous Reb Chaim Cohen, Tosfos Ksuvos, same one. Reb Chaim, the Mordechai lived the time of the Rosh. Assuming it's an authentic Mordechai, had to live before the time of the Rosh. The Rosh lived in the late 13th century. That's when he wrote his Svarim. Late 13th century. That's when he must live before that time. All right. So it's not Stam, the Chaim Katz up Kew Gardens Hills. This goes back. At least we have the same name, but it goes back away. Grab both sides. Thinking maybe, the question I asked you before, maybe we can answer with this yourself too. Well, I don't see, maybe you can help me out with it a little bit. We answer with the Kolshke. I mean, Chaim Katz says, Kolshke and Dover Shana Be'en, Kim Tama Be'al. What's the Pesach Kolshke? The truth of the matter is, I would have thought that Tabilish maybe should be also Dover Shana material. Why not? I have a taste of some, comes from the pot or whatever it may be. Or taste comes from an item, and I remove the original item, and then the taste buds are left. Not taste buds, the molecules are left. So why should it be any different? Maybe, but that doesn't seem to be so understandable right now. Maybe the Reb Chaim Katz holds, if it's be'en, so then if it's yesh matir and it's too similar to the original, to the food, the Easter of be'en, it's too similar to the heter of be'en, to warrant a bittul. Maybe if the issue was only if Tom coming out from some other extraneous source, that adds the contrast. Maybe. It doesn't seem so svardic to me, but maybe. I'm trying to think, what's the Kolshkin? Think about it. Maybe if you can develop a little bit better, let me know what you think. Let's go back to what we started talking about before. The major kasha. The kasha is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, have you chart? Rav Yochanan says, Chometz, even Bismana was what? Benos and Tar. Can I ask you a question? Didn't Rav Yochanan ever go to yeshiva? He never had a Dabash Yeshna Matir? If you're going to tell me that Chometz is a Dabash Yeshna Matir, how do you explain the opinion of Rav Yochanan, who says that Chometz and Pesach is both of Bishishim? He never heard of Davish Yeshua Matirin? You heard of it? Have you often ever heard of it? I understand. So you're trying to say that, so I'm asking Akash, those who hold that it's Yeshua Matirin. The Reb Chaim Katz is against them, no big deal. They lived before Rav Chaim Kanitz.
But they lived
after Rav Yochanan. If Rav Yochanan's against them, then it's checkmate. Rav Yochanan is the proof. Rav Yochanan says clearly that Chama is not a Yeshna Matira, then the Chora, they're finished. Take them, juft them.
No, that's exactly the
shot. Chama
is not a
Yeshna Matira. How can the Rambam and the Ramban say that Chama is a Yeshna Matira? Big people now. Rambam, Ramban.
It's Machlokas.
Hold on. You have to find others to argue with Yochanan. That's the question. Who are the others? You know, you. No, but if Davish Yeshna Matirin, as we traditionally assume, is a universally accepted principle, which has been known since the time of immemorial, everyone knows Davish Yeshna Matirin. Then how can Yochanan possibly be Matir over here? What's going on? How does the Vilna Gaon ask this question? It gives no terrors. The Vilna Gaon ask this question, and it's no terrors. The Vilna Gaon is in Yerodea. I think I put it in the Mamakamas, no? Yerodea is Simen Kut Bey, Sim Dalad, where the Ramoy is. And the Vilna Gaon, Sid Cotton Chaf, asked the Kash. No Terrence. Unless you'll say, like you're saying, there are Yochanan and Rav are fighting about this very point.
Yeah. And the Gras is the Gras.
So what amazes me is that the Gaon, I don't think he quoted Beferish, there's a Ramban. But I asked him to look at it. The Ramban raises this question head on. He takes it to tackle the problem head on. Turn to the Ramban, please. Right here, on the Ramban cover. It's on the third line, top of the page. That one, Zion and Bay is in our print, page 14. End of the first of the Ramban. Liam Toma, last two lines. We read this yesterday, didn't we? Come on, didn't we read this? No, the first part of the Ramban. Where Rabbi Yochanan, where he says, is there a mino or the ain't a mino? Didn't we read this? I thought I read it inside with you. I'm sorry, let's read it inside together. He says three lines at the bottom. Elamin mino kolshu. Vishlovim mino sattam. That's the kashas. Why we have also mino shin a mino? It's the hashim. Rava gozer bechometz bismano. Shalom mino. Onto Minel Karab. That's the Ramban. We saw the Ran. Didn't we see the Ran yesterday? But the Ran screams. We didn't see the Ran. Oh, you know, we didn't see this. You're right. We never saw this.
Oh.
We never saw it. We ran out of time. The Ran has a cash against the Ramban. I must say that. I must say that to you. Let's do Ran. It's the Ramban. Let's look inside before I keep your finger. Well, up to the Vim Tom. Here. In the Ran itself. I can't do two things at once. I got. Vani Chochet. But Tom's there. Dimisa the Rava Kiyama Osir Lami Tamayo Damaroi Kamoi Kama Lohavala the Mr. Main the Mill say if Rava's for a different reason than Rav, should have said so. Beyond the Mai Dama Davish Hishnamatir and I feel the Bella flow about the Mashma the Bali the Midrabonanu, the Kama the Midrabonan Havi, Heiki Machmarina Tfe, Lemigza Shalobamina Watumino, Bishlam the Rav Kama the Sphere the Midbamino, Midorais Salobos. I mentioned this yesterday also. It's Midorais, presumably. Shayach lemigzah shalom amino atumino. El l'rova amai. Let's stop here in the Ran. You should be able to figure out an answer to this question. You. Yeah. Based on one of the Maram HaKadosh. I'm not going to tell you the answer. It's going to be a test for you. Next week, I expect you to answer me. It's clear as well. The heart of the big kasha of the Ran asked against the Ramban. Sure. The Gemara has a Rav says that it's Gozer Eino Mino Atomino. Frechter and the Ramban applies the same thing to Yeshna Matir and the Firov. Frechter Ran, Aizen Akasha. Mela when it comes to Yeshna Matir, excuse me, when it comes to Min Bimino Lobot, which is Doraisa, so we understand very well why they made Xer Eino Mino Atomino, or to Doraisa. But when it comes to Yeshna Matir, which is only with the Rabbanon, so how can you make Xer Eino Mino Atomino with the Rabbanon? That's muska by everybody. There's nobody in the world that I know about. I don't know anyone in the world who disagrees with that.
It seems to work on the whole direction.
Yeah, you're right. Not bad. Very sharp. But Alpha Pekan, the Poskim says that the Svara the Rabbonim. But the right to the contrast to gray is good enough. That's a good point. Very sharp. But not, no one holds like you.
Possible. Yeah. Possible answer. Sometimes
The Gemara asks the trader of Rabbanan, so the same thing here. Yeah, but how would, on what basis? The whole basis is your comparison to what?
Well, it's the reason the Oshesh is here, according to Rabbanan.
No, no, no. The whole precedent has been the Nina, that's the Raisa. You have no precedent for it. You can say it, you want, but no precedent.
How did you say it?
The Gemara is the Raisa, and Rabbanan is the Rabbanan. That's the question. Be patient, look at your Rabbanan, come up with the answer next week. Let's go back to the Rambanas. Should put a pencil mark here. Up to the Viyot. Now back to the Ramban. V'yim Toma, last two lines. For Rabbi Yochanan Sova la'achas manam mutak Rav Shimon uviz manam en osu b'mashu. Gval, doesn't he go by Yeshla Matirin? Comes Rabbi with a power-packed answer. Yeshla Hashim u'amalach Rabbi Yochanan. Pligi Rabbanan alei de Rav Shimon. The Yom HaMasech HaShviyas, you know the Yom the Braisa, v'yisa b'nadarin, kol dovash Yeshla Matirin, k'gon ha'tevel u'masasheni v'chodosh, lo nastel v'chachomim shir. Guess what? Rabbi Yochanan Lemaisa denied the principle of Yeshla Matirin. Woo! Proof. Proof. Teda. Don Rabbi Yochanan called his Tumashiva Torah Bebemino Yeshla Matirin. Benosin Tam. Chutz Vitevel V'yayanesech. Vot Tevel Davish Yeshla Matirinu. V'lo Lohotzi V'na Klal Kiyotzivo. What's he saying? Only Tevel is unique. Doesn't say all Yeshla Matirin. Apparently denied Yeshla Matirin. But Tadinami Rabbi Yochanan be perikas sochum to be sechus avodah zar. I will not be cave as the kaim on the kodov of Yeshla Matirin b'mino afil del zlo batil. He yashla the lama b'tarov as kapas pesach she batil the olam b'mino. Cave and shishu rabba and shina mino l'mino l'manu shakula b'mashu. Showing Masha Kosev the sefer hazeh the balamur al-chach mitzorfas that they all hold it's not b'mashu. Ain't okay. Hello, Harav Rabbi Yaakov Ushamara. It's Rabbi Natan. The Chalukin Olav Chaveyosel. He says he's not going to admit that all the French Chachamim agree that it's not Mashu. It's a debating point in terms of the, who's right. Okay, is he a Vorot? So what if on the Gaon screaming so much that the Rabban already took care of it? I'm not exactly sure. I don't know exactly sure why he said that. That's what he says. Rabban was a tremendous person. Tremendous chiddush. Now, we mentioned before Rabosai the concept of Rabbi Chaim Katz. Rabbi Chaim Katz, the second verse. What's the second verse? That Tam Yeshla Matirin does not constitute a problem. Remember that? Tam is different. Oh. Where did that come from? So the Vilna Goyim talked about that too. That's the Grah in Sif Kot Tezvot. Give a look, there. Well, you don't have to grow up, but you look at the Gemara that he quotes. Give a look first back on that Chavav and Beis, just for a minute. That's the Gemara in Simen Tov Mem Zayin. Siv Gimel. We saw this, the difference of the Gemara is on the Mount of Thomas, but if you didn't see it yet, I'll be able to show it to you through the eye of the Gemara itself, which is better. There's a whole discussion of what we call Rabosai Zemez Agorim. We discussed this yesterday in terms of milk. Remember that? Chomis Erepes took a milk. Remember we had mentioned that? Didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the last one of Chomim and Beis. Chom Amin. Benchin Apel Yisrael Lachat Chilo. Benchin Apel Yisrael Lebesov. La'olom Eino Oser. Top one of Chom Zayim and Alish now. Ad Shiva Kedei Lahakos. The Yomar Abaye. And what Rabbi Lezer says? Rabbi Lezer Abaye Achar Achron Anibo. What does that mean? I follow the last one. Omer Abaye, on top of Abchav Zayim Aleph, Lo Shonu Elo Shekidim V'Silek Eso Yisur. Avalo Kidim V'Silek Eso Yisur Asur. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does Alma Zem Adagar Mosef find? What does that mean? A distinction to whether the Yisur is still there or the Yisur was removed. Says the Gra, that's a precedent, something very important. A present for a distinction between Tam, which comes from a Be'en, which is still there, and Tam, which comes from a Be'en, which is no longer there. There's no Be'en right now. He says, that's Pshat of Chaim Katz. I don't know if he calls him Chaim Katz by name, but that's Pshat of this distinction. It's based upon this Gemara of Chavzayin and Alpha. Chodem Vesilik versus Lo Chodem Vesilik. Oh. Excuse me. Yeah. The Gemara of Chavzayin and Alpha says that Chodem Vesilik as a Isur is more Kal than Lo Chodem Vesilik. In both cases, the taste is coming from the Dvar Isur. But nevertheless, the distinction exists. In one case, the object, the original objection object was removed, and in one case, it's still there. It's still there. As a matter of fact, the Ramah in Yoredeya passes like a Chaim Katz that if it's Ein Bo Mamash, you don't say the Meshech Tzom Matirin. Passes the Halacha that way. So Chaim Katz, you saw the Ramah, you saw that. Reb Chaim Katz touched the Das Yochid. Both parts of Reb Chaim Katz are quoted in the Ramah. The question is, the Vilna Goyen tries to explain the Mechaber that way. Because the Mechaber says, Why? Why is it? Why? Because if the chid is besocha, then it goes out in time besocha is pesach. So let's say over here too. Let's say that the time which is there should constitute a problem. No. The Mishnah Berurah writes the Chafala. Avalim notla achita mitocha achakach himamo atanagolos mutter. I close a veneer? No. Hainuk sheyesh besocha mamoshet so iser. You go and sheikha shenetzar bidvash. Avalhocha eino ela tam bi alma. Who said so? Tezvav and Sharatian. Ola Shabbos. Mogan Avram. Vihad Gro. The Gro is Tifkot and Tezvav. Okay? Very important Gro. The Gro wants to explain the Mechaber this way. In my humble opinion, this is an impossibility. Why is it an impossibility? Lefia Nias Daiti, the Rav Chaber of Yosef Karo denies the vote of Rav Chaim Katz. So they ask me, what basis? Where did I get it from? Mm-hmm. I'll tell you where I got it from. Those who, is it in your Mishnah Berurah? I think so. Those have Mishnah Berurah, turn, keep turning. Tuf Kuf Yud Gimel, just keep turning. Tuf Kuf Yud Gimel. Siv Gimel. Page 260, correct. Beit Shanol de Biyamtov, Shin Espash de Bishoge, Im Bosar Vitavshil, Im Yesh Shishim Kinegdo Akol Mutter, Chutzmana Beitza. Okay? What does that mean? What does that mean? Avalim libnu bo atavshu v'chayotzivo. I'm sorry? That's the whole question over here. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah over here. Siv Katan Hay. One slower. Siv Katan Hay Mishnah Berurah. From this Arva Bacheres, Yeshtez Ben Aposkin. Im Gam Bazeh Amina De'ena B'Tela B'Shem Davidovash Yeshto Matirin. Umitzara Mogan Avram Bazela Hakmir. The Yesh Machronim Shachok, Kolk and all of the Sorim. The Cave and the Mills of the Rabbonon. It can be makeless and it's not considered the Yesh Bamatir. Now, what does it do with us? Hold on. Slow. How did I discover this? Finish Kabaki. I must confess, I'm not a Baki. I looked up Simon Sadi Tess. And I looked up a Shach. I think I even put the Shach on the Ramatan with it. Did I? Yodea Kubbeis. Shach, Sivkot and Tess, correct. The Shach, Sivkot and Tess sent me over here, I think. Did I think so? I think somebody sent me here. That's how I discovered this Simon. I believe it's the Shach who sent me here. And says, this Shiloh of what the Yeshna Matirid is a problem. If it's only time, and there's no mamashes, is a bone of contention over here in Siman Tov Kuf Yud Gimel. And the Mechaber that seems to deny the Ramah and seems to say that even Tam is considered Yeshno Matirin. Why? Pashuk, why? Even a Tam. And not only that, but the Vilna Gaon himself, I don't have it in front of me, the Gaon on that, the Gaon over here, in Tosfos Yud Gimel, explains that over here, the Mechaber, one second, explains the Mechaber that what? The hold of the Magen Avraham, that even the Tam would be considered Yesh Lamatirin. So I'm just a little bit confused. How can the Vilna Gaon back here in Tosfos Mem Zayin try to explain the Mechaber of Gimel, that he holds Tam Yesh Lamatirin is Mutter, whereas the Goyen himself, I think, explains the Mechaber in Tosfos Kuf Yud Gimel, that he holds that Tam is not Mutter. And the Svara we gave is Ash Tochlen of Yisr, Tochlen of Behetim. One second, read the Grah. One second. Doesn't happen, doesn't go this far. One second. 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute. Oh! Abba Batur Kosta Vashem in the Tam. The very end of the Mogul of the Grah. Right before the Abba. Dafka Kshahu Be'en. Abba Tam of Batal. V'chein Kosta Vahagov Yoradea Kubesiv Dalet. That's the Torah in the Ramah. But the Mechaber is not that way. The Mechaber seems to say, even if it's only the Tam, so writes the Grah, even if it's only the Tam, nevertheless, it would be prohibited. And the Mogadavar says the same thing. The bait of the Dayan Shlema, the egg is whole. Not no mamash when the egg got into the Tavshil. Nevertheless, it's going to be usur. It's against the Ramah, says the Mogadavar says the Tavshil. So how can the Grah explain the Mechaber? In back on top of Mem Zayin, based on the Ramon, Yeruday, Reb Chaim Katz, Kuf Beis, with the explains the Mechaber over here, Tov Kuf Yud Gimel, against the Ramon, the Magen Avraham does. So I'm a little bit confused about that Nakuda. I'm also confused, once I'm confused about the Ramon, I'll say one more thing, we'll stop. The Gra tries to bring a Raya in the course of this matter from the next Shtikling Rosh, you haven't learned yet. That's the way the Birkas Del learns Shad, about Kederus. Because you cook with a pot, and the pot is clean, only Tom comes out. I couldn't figure that Raya out either. So let's, since I'm a little bit stuck and I'm counting on your help, both in terms of the Gra and in terms of the Raya, maybe you can let me know by tomorrow what you think about it. All right? If you can. And there's many things which we already spoke about. We already spoke about the women and reeds. We spoke about that. We spoke already about the play. And I believe that, I don't want to say anything about the play yet, because it's not going to be supposed to open until Saturday night, December 18th. As I understand it, things are still in flux. And things are still negotiations going on about the content of the play, and I don't want to prejudge before I have to, you know, we have to be judgmental, as we saw, but you don't have to rush to judgment, right? Rabbi Tendler's right, we have to be judgmental, we don't have to rush to judgment. That's what it said over here on his article about AIDS. My position on homosexuality is clear, there's no question about that, but the position on the, as we had it last year with the parade, right, you know my position, but, the particulars of the play, I have not seen the script, I have spoken to someone who was involved in it, came to speak to me, I don't know what the final result will be, and if I'd rather reserve judgment, if you don't mind, so it's always next Thursday, all right, but I do feel it's important to talk about is the centerfold, excuse this expression, the centerfold of the commentator, which is page 8 and page 9, and goes to 11, by what I call the new Rosh Hashiva, Dr. Lee. Dr. Lee, first of all, we have to understand one thing. Dr. Lee is not chayiv in Taryag Mitzvahs. All right? We have to give him the benefit of the doubt that the Sheva Mitzvahs he keeps. I don't know the details. I don't really know him. But he's not Chayav and Tayag Mitzvahs. It was you and I are Chayav and Tayag Mitzvahs. And that's a very big, basic difference. And I feel that this is a very well-written essay and deserves some of our attention. I mean, clearly this man is conversant with the Rabbi Lamb's work called Torah Omada. talks about the various formulations of model, the Hasidic model, wow. And I do believe that the article is partially on target. I want to explain why I disagree with what is written here. Beautiful formulation at its best, why you aspire to be both infinitely yeshivish and 100% a university. Wow. The question is such a thing possible? Frankly, I think the answer is no. I don't believe you can't be, I think the beautiful title, which I think is a very nice title, yeshiva yes, university yes, is possible, but to be infinitely yeshivish and 100% a university, I think is impossible. Why? Well, we should address it on two levels. One level is the theoretical. Given the best of times, is it possible? You may recall, we spoke a bit, I think it was last year or the year before, about freedom of inquiry. And our partner, Shalit, has a whole back and forth with in the Torah Mada journal with some of the professors, which the question that is raised, can there be a university which believes in freedom of inquiry? Is that consistent with the Torah? And the Torah says, Lo sasur achrei levavchem, which means the Rambam says you shouldn't even consider certain positions. And university means you consider all positions, not to adhere to them all, you must consider them all. It's a question whether yeshiva and university are in fact congruous or incongruous. Can they live together if they're going to be both undiluted? Undiluted yeshiva, undiluted university. Now, when I say undiluted, of course, in the sense of time, by definition, if a person is spending some of his time doing things other than learning Torah, by definition, you can say it's not a complete yeshiva. So Dr. Lee may have been careful in his expression, yeshivish. And there are people who are yeshivish and never set foot in a yeshiva. They just conduct themselves in a quote yeshivish way. Maybe that's what he meant. I shouldn't read too much in. But aside from time consideration, if a person conducts himself properly in terms of learning, Yerush Shamayim, he can still be in university, but I don't know if he can be in 100% university. If freedom of inquiry is the sine qua non of a university, then this goes back to last year's discussion. University, you must be able to be unlimited in what you want to think about. Think about what you say, what you speak, what you do. But what you think, your mind has to be unfettered. Range anywhere. The Torah prohibits that. So that's what 100% university means. So you can't have both. I'm not sure what it means. I have enough time to know what a yeshiva means. But what a university means, I don't tend to be an expert. But I'm telling you, if that's what it does mean, then, to my mind, they cannot be both at the same time. Can't. Now, yes. On what? We spoke about it last year by Rikas. Lo sasu achrei levavcha. Rambam said the person may not contemplate certain things. Even after that, something shouldn't be contemplated. Certain machshavas of Avodah Zarah, certain machshavas of Arayas. The machshava itself is not allowed. Yes, the Torah puts limitations on what you're allowed to think. Believe it or not. Here, who are you? There, are you? There. I think it's not a chok at all. Not at all chok. evil thought leads to an evil deed. And even an individual say, well, I'm too tough, but I'm too strong, and maybe you are, but the Torah doesn't, can't trust everybody, and therefore the Torah makes certain rules, talk for loyaba. I don't mean the word talk for no reason. I mean, there's also certain limits which have to be maintained by everybody. Now, so that's even in the best of times. However, we don't live in the best of times. The university today, as I believe it's pointed out somewhere in this newspaper, is a reflection of society today, society at large. Society at large today, as we know from our other discussion, began with, so the play, etc., the club, which is falling across the street, believes in certain acceptability. You know, you do your thing, I do my thing, everything goes. No problem. You can't be judgmental. So Rabbi Tendler's position is so well taken and so significant. The Torah is judgmental. The Torah says that homosexuality is a toeva. That means the Torah is judgmental. So too. The Torah is judgmental about the ills of society, even if they don't go as far as homosexuality. But the Torah's attitude towards relationships between men and women, how they're phrased and how they're exposed and how they're hidden, is a very serious aspect of Torah life. And this may not have been incompatible with the university of 100 years ago. Oxford, Cambridge, maybe Harvard of 300 years ago. They have a problem on the theological front, but in terms of the behavioral from this perspective, at least outwardly, what was known, what was espoused, they were very prudish, and they would not accept what the society accepts today. Not because of halacha, they weren't bound by halacha, they were bound by the mores of society at their time. It was impossible in those days for the blatant, orgiastic manifestations that we have to put up with when you go behind a bus or walk on the street. It was unheard of. Absolutely unheard of. Not because of Torah. They didn't have Torah, because it was decency. Decency. Unfortunately, in today's society, there's nothing is holy anymore. So therefore, 100% university today is beyond the pale. Completely. I remember when Rabbi Lamb took over as president, so he established a committee to re-examine the yeshiva. I was on one of the committees, subcommittee. I wrote him a letter, a report, my own personal report, it started from the general committee's report, and I explained my position in this matter to him in this letter, which I wrote, says in the Gemara Brachos, a tachlis chachmas tshuva masatot. I mean, we believe in Chachma. Sure, we believe in Chachma. Not only Torah, we believe in Chachma also. But the ultimate goal of all wisdom is repentance and good deeds. That means becoming a better person. So whatever part of Chachma is consistent with that goal, we would do well to embrace. Details are subject to dispute. Whatever part of what's considered in today's world, quote-unquote, Chachma, which are inimical to tshuva masatot, which undermine the very core of decency, which we believe, must be cast aside. Without apologetics. That's my view. I think this is not inconsistent with what we call Torah Mazda, what we call Yeshiva University. It all depends how you define it. Mazda, let's not forget it. The word Mada is known as even in the world around us. Mada includes, you know, abstract equations, right? And physics, chemistry, history, all of which I believe are very important when they're necessary. I refer you to something I wrote. Something I wrote in the, what they called the Torah Mada Journal some years back, which I try to explain briefly what my position in these matters. However, the adoption of what is considered 100% university in today's world is simply untenable to any Torah Jew. I think it goes, this is, everyone agrees to that. And I think that Dr. Lee would also agree to that. I don't believe that Dr. Lee would approve of a gay club in Yeshiva College, if I may be so bold. Maybe, maybe I'm wrong. Go ask him. I don't think that he'd approve of it. Nor do I think that he would approve of a co-ed dormitory in Yeshiva College. Maybe would he approve? Would he approve me? Would he realize that that's something that's completely opposed to the philosophy and to the behavior limits of the yeshiva? He would understand that. Harvard and universities throughout, that's what goes on. Now, if this is to be admitted, that there are certain lines which have to be drawn, which separate and divide yeshiva university, certainly on this campus, or certainly this side of the street, I don't know where you have to draw the lines anymore, from other universities, once you admit that a line has to be drawn, that we cannot say we're going to be infinitely yeshivish 100% university, because that cannot coexist in today's world, given the modern definition, contemporary definition of university. If you assume that, there's only one question. Only one question remains. Exactly. Where draw the line? And if we're discussing that, where draw the line, and I think a Rav is a little bit better qualified to answer this question than a PhD who was not Chayim and Tayaka. You have a question? We now have a new line which is being suggested. May get a certain amount of pleasure, be it licit or illicit, in the sense of taste. If I'm subgani yol kachanika, I have a little marzipan on one side left, a little few shim shirayim, shim go to waste. Show you one?
Oh.
Okay. So, you know, beautiful. That's one sense Torah has restrictions on. The marzipan would be made from lard before you, right? In the sense of touch, another one of the sense. And included in the sense of touch is for him permissible things, such as pru ruvu, and it's prohibited things, it's chayav kares, and these are bed, all one part of the sense of touch. Then you have the sense of sight, right? Which includes seeing certain pictures or certain things, or including certain words. Once again, this is positive. To open the Gemara and to read through Mitzvah Beis and Sochim. Cite me without saying a word. And the Mitzvah says, all right. To open a different kind of a work and to read it, or to see a different kind of a picture and to see it, would be an Issa D'oraita. So too with hearing. To hear a Divar Torah is a Mitzvah D'oraita. Right? To hear the Megillah, Mitzvah D'Rabbanan. To hear so many different things are Mitzvahs. To hear an offensive anti-Torah sound, might be a prohibition in a Torah. All kinds of things the Torah prohibits. But it may not be Malchus, but it may be the call of Avodah Zarah, or maybe a call of Nus, or things of this nature. These are also Yisurim D'oraita. So it's not a simple line to draw. Yes, the sense of touch, in a sense of taste, that we draw a line, that we cannot do what the rest of the universe does. But the sense of sight, and the sense of hearing, we can do whatever we want. So that's not really a line that we can draw. Yeah?
You draw all lines on all senses, but still doesn't require intellectual freedom.
Okay. We don't want intellectual freedom.
It's not
only do we not bar. The Torah bars what it bars. But there's no human being who can enforce a bar on what goes on in your mind. Let's say right now, you decide you're going to rebel against the Rebbe. So instead of listening to the Rebbe, you're going to think about the Ktos. Or, Hashem Chalila, you'll think about, I don't want to mention what it is, you might want to think about it. Now you could be sitting in the room right here. And I can't control. We can only control and make limitations for those who are willing to listen to the limitations upon what a person sees and hears. These are sentences which the Torah has what to say about. The Torah is explicitly the Surah Rei Nechem, and the Torah says in effect what that also means in relation to the sense of hearing. The person is permitted to hear certain things and not other things. These are just as the laws of Malchus may be different, but in terms of a prohibition which the Torah itself has, I think that these prohibitions exist by din Torah, and therefore that's not a law on which I really feel it's possible to draw.
The question is, you can find that as a hearing. Unless you deny the original premise of intellectual discussion allowing to go to any halamina, then there is no issue in public hearing. But there's, you have to make a strong case for the fact that that same concept as a Havamina that is completely off base is an invalid way of thinking. Is there truly a source that I can't quote something which is 100% wrong as a Havamina for the sake of discussion to lead to a conclusion?
Well, slowly. So there are certain cases which we call Da'am al-Hash. Da'am al-Hash la'pikaris, or a person who's not permitted to learn certain things, they'll still know lasos. So avos hagoyim ahem. So the Gemara says you cannot learn lasos avos atalamed lahavin ulahoros. We discussed last time about the freedom of inquiry. If you're gonna learn something in order to be able to deprogram a Jews for J, right? You can't deprogram unless you know what they say. That's a mitzvah d'oraisa. The mitzvah d'oraisa for someone to learn the gospels. Don't quote me out of context, please. Don't turn the table off right now. If the purpose is to be able to deprogram someone who believes in the gospel, you look at the gospel, and you say the gospel is bunk, and therefore believe in Hashem. The Ramban did it. Gedolei Yisrael did it. Now, should David Schwartz do it? Depends how equipped he is to handle the circumstance, how talented a deprogrammer he is, how strong there is his faith. The Ramban, he's a good programmer, but how about a deprogrammer? Right. The Ramban felt an ace loss if he had to do it. He did it, and he did a great job, and they threw him out of the country. Right? We know the history. And there were dozens like him in our glorious history who mastered the gospels and things of this nature in order to disprove them. That's certainly okay. Now, of course, in the parallel area, the area of Znus, that's Levavka, Einechem, much more difficult. Although, I would say, to be permissible for a rav to read Kol magazine in order to paskin that it has to be complicated. Right? But that's the narrow parallel permissibility. Yes. I read it. I didn't read the whole thing. I read, someone told me two paragraphs. Okay. Two paragraphs, Dianu, we complicated. So that's not my opinion on the matter. That first day that was said, it was just too much. Someone showed it to me. And so what I thought, I mean, I swallowed hard. And I felt that it was a correct decision. Now, even though it wasn't my decision to be made, but someone wanted to check the media, what did I have to say about it? And I felt that it might be relevant down the line. What would I say about it? You know, they didn't come to ask me, but maybe they would ask me, maybe this, that, but I felt that it was my responsibility to do so. There used to be people who would want to show movies to the campers in camp, and they used to pre-screen the movie, and when they fell off the fence, they would censor out. But they had to see what there was. The guy used to quip, he's in the peepees. He's looking at the whole thing, and he's censoring it out for us. You know, who made him a big topic? Not a topic, it's his responsibility in a leadership position in a camp. So that's in effect also permissible. But that's as far as it goes. We already discussed in previous context, if you recall, the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Gimel, Av HaShomea V'Shosei, which means a person may not hear Nidl Peh and just listen with equanimity and say nothing. He must protest. One of the forms of protest is that you don't listen to it in the first place. You hear it, someone's yelling on the button in front of you, so you have to protest. So one protest would be not to go hear it in the first place. You can't go up to a place where there's talking Nidl Peh and then say, I'm going to go there. Well, once I heard it, if you know in advance, you have no reason, you have no right to go. You walk in the street. You're not mechuyev to stay home and not walk in the streets. That's why you're not. But to go and to hear some kind of a performance, for example, would have this little pet. For argument's sake. So the Gemara says, you're not supposed to do that. And even though there may be some redeeming social value, again, so if the performer is not Jewish, I don't believe that the union of Shomea V'Shosek applies to a non-Jew. In other words, if a non-Jew says a word which you're not supposed to say, you have a chiyuv to make a machlokes against a non-Jew. Maybe he's allowed to say it. I don't know if that's included in the Abizrayu of the seven minutes that they know of Gilead Arias. You can argue the question back and forth, yes or no. Why not? Part of it relates to Gilead Arias. Oh, sure it does. Once Nus gets started, Nus is not limited to Panuya. Just look around, you'll find that Nus with Asian fish is just as prevalent.
Now, as
No. Someone who recommends complete freedom in this area, that's also Abizrayah. So even though they say, well, there's also Panuya, the Panuya is something from Ben Noah, the Mutter. Yeah, but if you're having complete freedom, you do whatever you please, whatever is occurred to you tonight, that's about Abizrayah to Gilead. But I won't go into that. It's not about, even if, I don't need the chiyuv makor by a goy. So you can argue that the people who have argued they go to a certain performance, and the performance has a basically a good performance, and one place in the performance, so the goy, the actor says blank. No. So then you can make a case that there's only one thing and the rest of the players is important, which is an important lesson, and that's why people talk today, I can hear it. But not when it comes to Jewish performance. We all know we weren't born yesterday. We'll call him a novelist piv. Notice, even Dr. Lee, who's not Chayav in the Talmud Mitzvah, when he came to writing for this commentator, he wrote as I was, if you look carefully how he wrote it, you know, with all the proper euphemisms, right? The proper euphemisms, the proper indirectness, which I, you know, I thought it was admirable. But, of course, if the Cole would have written those same euphemisms, I think it would, the issue would never have come up. You know, the people would have understood what was going on. So you'll say, so what's the difference? Why are we being so petty and pedantic? What's the difference saying A, B? We all know what you mean. Chazal say not the way. Hakol Yodim Kal Alam the Chuppah. Not that they don't know why the Kal goes to the Chuppah. The Kal Alam Anabal is pivot speaks explicitly. But what's going on in the cross of the Kala after the Chuppah? That such an individual is Khalilah Bukhas is gets Gehenim. That's what's got with the Gemara in the Masechta Shabbos. And the Shomer, the Shomer said, the one who's tolerant and silent, doesn't say a word, is Chas v'Chalila also punishable. Yes, sir.
What if you're not just dealing right? Let's say not Shomer that in other words, or like us, okay, we give a speech to whether it's Shomer Shabbos people or not Shomer Shabbos, we'll write an article. Should we quote the certain type of course of our generation, like Kaplan, Finkelstein, or the like? Is there interested in discussing their ideas? Because the parakeet says, learn from everyone. But then on the other hand, she learn from any person, right?
The aid of the Chacham Alomim because it does not refer to Apple Kursi. Absolutely not. Quoting the ideas of certain heretical ideas is appropriate, as I said to you before, only in the context of Lahavan or Lahorah.
I mean, that's quoting the heretical ideas. I mean, obviously, the Apple Kursi, but most of the stuff is not. Most of the stuff is an idea of education or an idea on Shabbos.
Oh.
There is a need to refrain from speaking about them. Is there an Easter?
I would say that if you know an idea, if you know an idea which you may have heard attributed to a certain person, be it a non-Jewish person, be it a Jewish person who has non-Jewish or anti-Torah beliefs, that whether you say this in the name of, I heard from somebody, or whether you mention the name to somebody, will depend on the context, who's there. Would your quotation of somebody constitute what we call a hechsher shtempel? If you quote X, that means, oh, you believe that X is a good fella, and then the other people have to be brought to read everything that X had to write, which includes certain anti-Torah things that would not be appropriate. So that's a contextual decision. I can't make a decision across the board.
But when you personally speak, would you quote on Heschel or other people?
I've never quoted these people.
Okay,
I've never quoted. Yes? Yeah. Right. Let me go say it. I'll get to your point later. So you have the whole paragraph here on column 3, page 8, at the very perhaps about the whole series, about 5 or 6 sentences, where they should have maybe done something different. Okay? And then after saying all these things, it says mistakes in the fourth column. And judgment are not only inevitable in this university, however, but in a sense desirable. Now, students who choose wrongly and regret it have internalized their values. Those who feel bias being imposed upon them from on high may speak and act as if they believe, they may conform, but they're not necessarily speaking and acting from the heart. That's a statement which is very interesting. In theory, I do this completely. Completely. And not only in theory, in practice, I also have advocated that in many ways. I don't impose, those have been in Mashiach a long time, no, I don't impose things. I don't, most things I'm very liberal on. And I believe that the Talmud Chacham should reach his level of Yirat Shamayim, the level of Avas HaTorah, by himself. You can't force someone into Avas HaTorah. It's hard to force someone into Yirat Shamayim. So I agree with the basic theoretical construct. However, as I said before, there are things which are off limits. As I said to you before, based on the Gemara and Shabbos, these things are off limits. So over here you can't say, well, we want people to be able to hear vulgarity, and they should be with, and the whole point of it, they should hear it, and then they should reject it. No, you can't do that. The Torah says, Allah says, it's not permitted. That vulgarity is something which should be, we should keep as far away as we can, because the Torah prohibits it. That's all. So I appreciate the sentiment. It certainly seems to be a very sincere one, and I agree with it in principle. But this particular application, I cannot agree. Yes, David.
I think he was just pointing out everyone was all up in arms of the fact that they had made an error, printed this spread, it shouldn't have been printed. He pointed more that they probably gained more through the experience of having made the error, you know, and done tshuva from the error than they would have had they never.
Who did tshuva?
Presumably.
I don't think anybody did tshuva. I don't think there's anybody. I don't think there's anybody here thought that it was right, and now thinks that it's intrinsically wrong. No one comes to me was that, you know, I thought it was right, I did it, and now I think it's wrong. I don't believe that the people who did it. No, not Karaza. They knew it was wrong from the beginning. But they say, no, that's wrong, but we'll overlook it. So that's, then it says, not because we made a mistake, you need to overlook it.
Right.
They thought it was right.
Okay.
Those who thought it was right, I think, my guess, they still think it's right.
They need something, we overlook it. What?
Right, if the person eats rape, and say, you know, rape is not allowed.
But
if a person... So the same thing over here. We discussed it before. Remember we had the Shagatari? Shagatari, the Kashagan Tosis, the Shagatari would say, they could have Masha Foma Samanas Navarro, break the Shagatari, they would let it steal and give it back. Lavish, that's crazy. So you know, you can't say, well, let's make the mistake. They'll correct
it.
No, but the word desirable was used over here. Desirable to make a mistake.
Post facto is a desirable thing.
No.
You choose when you're full corrupt, it's not a little.
We're not holding on to Madrega. I don't believe so. A halavah, but I don't think it's...
That's all I think you're trying to say.
That's all?
No.
All right. That's the case. All right. Now. I want to get to the bottom of the first page. We have to end this. I want to get some stuff a little bit. Academic freedom. Freedom of expression. The university must serve as a haven for difficult ideas and words which may offend some or even most of its members. Further, if you suppress one person's opinion today, yours may be suppressed tomorrow. Okay? For the sake of religious atmosphere, however desirable, do we want language police to exercise power over what we say? First it's language, then ideas. Cole today, Darwin tomorrow, insufficiently stringent Judaism the next. Yeah, sounds great to me. Let's say someone is advocate for Judaism, which is Reconstructionist. You want that should be given, you know, we have to make a Reconstructionist club. Let's talk topless. The Reconstructionist club of Yeshiva College. Well, that's it. It can happen, no? Get five guys who believe in Reconstructionism. They ain't a glass of Mordechai Kaplan or something like that. And they come to Yeshiva College because they want, for some reason, they want a Jewish education or something like that, or whatever reason it is. And they decide to make a Reconstructionist club. When they believe in Reconstruction, they want to put up signs and have meetings. And I wouldn't think it's proper. Because they don't believe in faith, they don't believe in God. If you know, the Reconstructionists, they don't believe in God. So, but if they're the Jews, they do certain mitzvahs, so it's insufficiently stringent Judaism. So, if you can see that you can't have a Reconstructionist club, right, so then you read the line has to be drawn. There we go again. Once the line has to be drawn, the question is where to draw the line. Believe it or not, you'll have a Kolisha club. We permit, we say, Berej Goli, that we don't believe in this Kolisha. We think Kolisha is permissible. What? That's right, as you can read page 2. With the Kalisha Club. Or with the Negiya Club. Called the Negiya Club. We believe what they say, the 612 minutes, right? But we don't believe in those sick people of God. We believe in the Negiya Club. So the Negiya Club, would you permit the Negiya Club to meet and give them money from the student council? I mean, I think it would be not allowed. Insufficiently stringent Judaism. Exactly so.
That's not why it would be allowed. It wouldn't be allowed because the Yeshiva would be the white kid.
You don't want power now. What does power mean? A person can put up a sign and it can be ripped down. Maybe you're the right to rip it down. It was an unauthorized sign. Correct?
Officially, it has to be authorized.
Campus. I hate to tell what's going on. What's going on off campus is much worse than the gear. Rahman, I won't give you any more of your imagination. All right. Okay.
So
either the proprietor will leave it there or get rid of it. That's nothing to do with me. But the point of the matter is, insufficiently stringent Judaism is to be rejected. And therefore, instead of having a gear club, you have a nibble pet club. The cop says it's called by nibble pet. Nibble pet club. Right? So in my humble opinion, a nibble pet club would have to be rejected as being against halacha. That's what's happening over here. Kol was put into it. They made a nibble pet club. They put a nibble pet, they put it into Kol. You'll tell me it's Bottle of the Shishan. It's the fast move below Bottle. That's not good. I feel a bell of Bottle. You know why? The dumbest year is on my theory. Too many guys think it's Bottle. Not Bottle. Rabotai, I'm very serious now. This is a serious matter. It's a very serious matter. From my informal discussions, it is clear that many students take four-letter words and sexual content more in stride than many administrative and faculty members do. 100%. this desensitization has some positive consequences.
Okay, okay.
Language which might have triggered the quote evil inclination in a student of the 40s, and which that same student might have found viscerally offensive, might carry no sexual charge for most students today. One minute. Torah values may not change, but Torah, mother does because mother does. As a matter of fact, I think part of the statement is very perceptive. I told you I'm offended myself. No. The idea that mother, the word mother is being used here in a very general sense, but I agree. Now do I agree, but I think that it says in the poskim. The poskim discussed the question, and we may have even mentioned it once in the context of a mixed chasana. And we discussed it last year. I don't know if you have this here. Mixed with that, you know, men and women are sitting together. So the Sefer Chassidim says, if you have a mixed anoshim and anoshim sitting together, you can't have shatzincha b'mono. Why? Because the Shechina is not sure whether it's Yeruri Aveira. So Levush says, this goes back to the Talmud of the Ramah, talking now 16th century, 17th, so Levush writes that, no, this man is there, men will sit together, and there's no more Yeruri Aveira. And I believe that Levush is correct, that there is a sense of desensitization. I agree. I think that the rules are probably different in different societies. I agree. But, while I agree in principle with many things that they talk about, it's a very well-written article. Nevertheless, I'm coming from a perspective of the halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Gemara. There are some things which can change, but which cannot change. Right? This idea of hakol yodim kal al nechus al chupa, as we call a menabel, this period cannot change. We may have desensitization to it, that's the problem, it's not a solution. Maybe you're right, that this desensitization leads to a lack of a reaction which may have existed 50 years ago. That may be true. But nevertheless, since the halacha tells us it is intrinsically objectionable, something which the halacha prohibits, as far as I'm concerned, it has to still prohibit it. Now, you may ask, what gives me the right to say it's still prohibited when I'm saying that the chumah of the Sefer Chassidim is permissible nowadays? That's the right which every Rav has. And maybe there are some Rabbanim who feel differently than I do. Maybe there are some Rabbanim who feel that this offensive language, which the Gemara prohibits in Shabbos of Lamed Gimel, is the same as the mixed city which the Sefer Chassidim prohibits. That's Dr. Lee's sheet. Maybe there's even a rabbi holds like Dr. Lee. But Yom Ha'eitz of Yesh Nirov. Maybe there's a rabbi who feels that way. And if a rabbi feels that way, maybe the individual in Kol magazine asked a certain rabbi and he gave him that answer. It certainly was within the realm of possibility, maybe even likely. I mean a real rabbi. I mean, I'm not kidding around now. But I would all, with all due respect, I would disagree that rabbi is wrong. I'm giving you my rabbinical opinion. Such language is prohibited intrinsically. And if it's uttered by someone who's Jewish, there has to be a prophet, as the Gemara says. You may not be Shomei Avishos. Therefore, again, that's a very well-reasoned argument. I just think it's wrong. In this context, in other context, I think it's right. Most of what's written in this article is really very well-reasoned, because I think it's wrong at certain critical points. And I must explain to you where I think it's right and where I think it's wrong. It's all about procedure. Again, it's terribly wrong. It's a whole thing, 2 hours, what's going on, you can consult. No. You have to try to be out there, up in Kirbelka. Can't wait around. The Hatha will learn about Bayerol, Bayamashe. So we spoke about this, remember the case, if you have to get rid of it right away, it has to be soon right away. 2 hours is done, it takes 2 minutes and done. You can't say that, whoa, what's the rush? There is a rush. And therefore the very fact that the author does not appreciate the need for the rush to make such a decision, it's because you have to appreciate that this has to be eliminated because it's something which is offensive to us. I think that's a very serious matter. Now, as far as his main concern is what the students wanted, which students? That's a bluff. It's a bluff. That was a formal, again, I'll give you my historical interpretation, which may be wrong. In order for the dean of students to protect himself from various legal perspective, you have to say he's acting interested in the student. I don't believe that he was acting interested in the student. As far as I understand, he was acting because Rabbi Lamb told him to act. Rabbi Lamb was acting because he was offended by it, whether because he defended his personal sensitivities in the 1940s, that was that Dr. Lee spoke about, whether he was worried about attacks on the right or loss of a donor. I don't know. Whatever caused that reaction in Rabbi Lamb, that's what caused Dr. Nomos to get rid of it, and he pinned it on the student. That's my historical interpretation. So therefore, this whole paragraph is just for argument's sake. Now, a secondary character, a cripple, utters harder core vulgarism, referred to, I don't want to even say, mystically and briefly describe his encounter. He takes all the words. He did a great job. An English professor, that's what he paid for. He took everything, he cleaned it up, encounter, and it is, and truncated, and that, and that. This out of context summary of foul language and sexual content would, I trust, give no one a good reason for reading the story.
Alright?
So leave it out. Leave it out. In other words, it's of course it's in character. 100% in character. But I agree. 100%. You go to Broadway today, you will find that the intellectual integrity of the art requires nudity to play. Right? You, what chutzpah would I have to tell these artists to change? Would you allow a nude player in the yeshiva? Yes or no? No? Why not? Again, you have to draw the line. I'm drawing the line where it should be drawn. That's all. Why draw the line where it shouldn't be drawn? All right? I think it's very, very important. The fact that they're supposed to find disgusting is still a piyah halacha. It's not supposed to, you say, this is dam alahashiv. You write a thing, and then you'll just, I just don't think it's true. Dam alahashiv really applies primarily to Avodah Zarah. The answer is, just know how to censor out. That's the only answer we have for these things. Anyway, I'm spending too much time on this. Then it deals with the dean. These are details. The dean told me today in the car, he has no part of this. He doesn't want to get involved with me. Now, if the confiscation of coal is discouraging students from speaking and writing their minds, a chill is blowing across the landscape of Wayu. Wow. I think the chill is something which we welcome. Should coal move into the yeshiva under explicit bonding and lack of supervision? Yes! That's a question, a rhetorical question. The answer is yes. If so, no advisor without at least a few people could pass judgment on what to select. Yes! Exactly so. Right? The entity would have nothing to do with autistic value. Nothing. It has to have autistic value, but within limits. You can't have all autistic value. You can't have that loose play or something. You can't have it here. You can't have this here either. That's all. And most English department faculty members would find it impossible to participate in the process. I feel bad today, I really do. When they came to Yeshiva College, they understood that they weren't going to a college because it was unlimited. They understood it themselves. I hope they understood it. So I really feel that the art is, again, very well written. And having a public statement deploring the offensive language and content is insufficient, because that would be sufficient if there was nothing else they could do about it. Let's say, for argument's sake, and this could easily happen, it wouldn't have been discovered until it was completely given out. So what could you do about it? You have to suffice with what we can do, which is a statement deploring the offensive language. But if you have the ability to raid students' mailboxes, that's what has to be done. Boycott the offending stories. What kind of business boycott? It's absurd. You have to, if you... Anyway, I feel that this is something which is has to be confronted head on. It's a very serious issue which is being raised. I'm giving you my reading of it. I'm not rejecting this argument. On the contrary, I think I accept the 3/4 of it. But the 1/4, I disagree. I have a very strong opinion. Connected. Okay, is it clear? What's our Hanukkah drasha for today? Yes. Stop it. I won't. Yeah. Yeah, but I'm listening.
The coalition is not really pointing any of this. The question is, I know Dr. Zibo and I know that you wouldn't bother writing this about the entire issue as a whole. I think the question is, at what point do you draw the line of what an acceptable thing to accept? Because what concept is no longer okay to present as a concept, whether to accept or whether to reject? Where is that line drawn of...
I don't know, Dr. Zibo. My guess is, something from right or wrong, is that in the course of his class, he doesn't use this kind of language. That's my guess.
I know for sure.
Am I right?
I'm
happy that I guessed right. I'm not surprised that I guessed right. This is the way the person presents himself. It is a certain recognition of the fact that he's, you know, my guess, and I don't want to put a man down, if he teaches the same exact course in Harvard, which he's probably capable of teaching too, because he's such a good professor, he might use different language, because that would be the language of the students there. But as he's teaching in Yeshiva College, he realizes the language of certain things are just be out of bounds. Well, if it's out of bounds in his class, by his own recognition, so then it's out of bounds in Kol too. Does that mean that Dr. Lee can't teach English lit in his class, English art, you know, whatever the beauty of the English language? No. You can teach the beauty of the English language without resorting to the negatives of the English language. The same with the Hebrew language. The whole 5 years ago when I was in Yeshiva, it's what Hebrew poetry of the non-believers. Sometimes you want to teach Hebrew. Shmetilas Hashar. The Ramchal is called Avi Hatzafut Hayivrita Chadasha. You know that? You know that?
Yeah.
Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, is even by the Acharaam and the second day, they for you, I think so. They all seem to...
All 5 years ago, they never once had an article in any of the papers that sexually explicit material.
Brooklyn College. They discussed, homosexual problems at age, but never once said an article about sexually explicit or vulgarity in their
family.
How do you like that?
Yeah. So I drew my line. I agree with the whole definition of the concept. Was it complicated? I would think it was more complicated because it was put by YU.
I was already bothered with mixers on that point.
So my question is,
but mixers ain't true of kavanah. If it was confiscated,